In this podcast, Dr. Dick McCann, co-author of Team Management Systems, takes us inside the pages of the Pacing Partnership. The concept of the Pacing Partnership is a prerequisite for successful outcomes in all aspects of work that rely on communicating effectively with others.
The e-book, The Pacing Partnership, is a development of a book I first wrote in 1988 entitled How to Influence Others at Work. It was published by Butterworth Heinemann and went into a second edition some 5 years later. I recently revisited the work, changed some of the models, added extra chapters, and the result is The Pacing Partnership. I'm surprised and pleased to see how relevant these concepts still are in 2012. The concepts of pacing and leading, which feature strongly in the book, were developed and refined by Milton Erickson, the father of clinical hypnosis and the techniques of brief therapy. They were made available and accessible to the general population through the work of John Grinder and Richard Bandler, who developed a series of communication and personal development techniques known these days as neuro-linguistics. Their work is still one of the most significant developments in the field of interpersonal relationships of the last 30 years. I've built on their ideas to develop a set of techniques suitable for the business world. The title of this ebook reflects what I consider to be the most important communication technique to master. The concept of the pacing partnership is a prerequisite for successful outcomes in all aspects of work that rely on communicating effectively with others. Pacing skills are the foundation stone of the communication process and absolutely essential to effective teamwork. People are different. These differences are highlighted in the team management wheel, where those with role preferences in opposite parts of the wheel have a different view of the world. When they interact, there's a great potential for things to go wrong, and the discussion or conversation may well be doomed before the first words uttered. One of the goals in teamwork is to influence others so that group outcomes can be obtained. To do this, it's necessary to have flexibility in your interpersonal approaches and adopt the technique known as pacing. This is a way of temporarily modifying your model of the world so that it matches the other person's. This matching shows the other person that you understand where they're coming from. Unless you take time to establish a pace early in the conversation, the chances of a successful interaction occurring are markedly reduced. Equally, the person you're communicating with needs to pace you in the same way. When a pacing partnership is established, communication flows freely and successful outcomes can be generated in a surprisingly short time. There's two types of pacing: strategic pacing and operational pacing. Strategic pacing involves setting a strategy for the way you intend to structure an impending conversation using all the knowledge you have about the other person's model of the world. Operational pacing is the technique to use when the conversation's actually in progress. As an example of strategic pacing, consider an interaction with someone having controller-inspector preferences. Controller inspectors tend to present themselves to the world as conservative, quiet, practical, logical, detail-oriented, thorough, conscientious, dependable, and accurate. An explorer promoter, for example, might view them as being austere, reserved, distant, and overcritical. Controller inspectors are down-to-earth, practical people who'll immediately respect others who show understanding of their principles and thoughtful approach. You need to demonstrate to them that you can act rather than just talk. Controller inspectors like to feel that their point of view is fully understood by others. If you're having difficulty with them, ask yourself whether you've listened to their views and show you understand, even if they disagree with yours. You should take time to explain your position in a well-thought-out, organized, systematic way. A written report is often helpful here. They can also be highly critical of people who oversell themselves, and explorer promoters in particular need to temper their approach here. Commit yourself only to what you know you can do and don't be over-optimistic. Try to point out the disadvantages as well as the advantages in any plans or discussions. In general, controller inspectors don't appreciate others dropping in with new proposals or ideas they want to talk about. They like to be prepared, and therefore you should signal your forthcoming discussion by sending them a memo or an email outlining the points, and if possible, sending them an agenda. As a general rule, avoid surprises with controller inspectors and prepare them in advance by way of written information. The Pacing Partnership book discusses various strategic pacing options for all the roles on the team management wheel. The book uses the strategic communication model as a framework for discussing influencing skills. Three skills focus on information needs, pacing, inquiry, and identifying. Three skills focus on outcomes, leading, proposing, and closure. Pacing is the foundation skill and the part of the model that's returned to many times during any communication process. The most important skill on the solution side of this model is leading, which is designed to lead the other person into a situation where they can develop their own possible solutions and ultimately make their choice of the course of action they should take. It's not always an easy technique to learn, as it needs to operate below the levels of conscious awareness to be successful. The pacing leading transition was mastered by Milton Erickson, who used it as the basis for his techniques of brief therapy. A wonderful example of this is given in Jay Haley's book Uncommon Therapy. One day, while working in a mental hospital, Erickson was assigned a patient who believed himself to be Jesus Christ and had thought so for a considerable period of time. He paraded about as the Messiah, wore a sheet draped around him, and attempted to impose Christianity on others. Erickson, even though he had never met the patient before, was able to utilize the patient's belief to bring about a major and rapid shift in his life. Erickson approached him in the hospital grounds and said, I heard you used to be a carpenter. Of course, he got an affirmative reply, otherwise the patient would be negating his own beliefs. He then said, and I hear you like to help people. Again, the patient was required by his belief system to give an affirmative reply. Erickson said, good, here's a hammer. They'll be doing construction out in the West Wing. I'd like you to go out and help them. The patient was soon engrossed in occupational therapy, something he'd consistently refused in the past. This is a clever example of strategic pacing, where Erickson arranged his conversation so that it matched the patient's model of the world. Erickson then used operational pacing, beginning with a fact-feeling loop structure, but because of his skill, a rapport was generated in just two factual statements, and the loop was terminated with a direct move into the leading sector of the strategic communication model. Although few people will ever attain the skill level that Milton Erickson had, everyone can learn enough about leading to make it a powerful part of their communication strategy. In the book, I discuss those techniques that I've found most useful, those associated with representational systems and surface structures. If you want to use advanced communication techniques built around the TMS models of preference, risk, and values, then I think you'll find the Pacing Partnership an excellent resource. Many of the concepts are included in the TMS Sessions Designs ebook, and also related activities are explained in the publication Games TMS People Play. Further details on these TMS products can be found in the ebook section of the TMS online store. Check out our website at tms.com.au.
You've been listening to a podcast from Team Management Systems. For further information, please visit our website at tmsworldwide.com.